The Red Eye Radio Million Mile Club honors truck drivers who have driven at least 1 million miles accident-free, celebrating over 20 years of rewarding safe drivers. And one of the latest inductees is Bob Peterson. He's been driving for Fundus Trucking, doing business as NevCal Trucking out of Sparks, Nevada, for 13 years, and he joins us right now. Bob, welcome. How are you, sir?
Oh, great. Great to talk to you.
Hey, thank you for being here. First of all, tell us, how long have you been driving truck?
I started in 1965. January is my 50th year.
Wow, 50 years in trucking. Well, congratulations, first of all. Congratulations on 50 years in trucking, and also congratulations on being a part of the Red Eye Radio Million Mile Club. How many safe miles do you actually have? We understand it's more than a million.
Yes, well, I got, in 2008, I got an award for 2 million miles.
Wow, wow. This is outstanding. Well, listen, I want to mention all of our sponsors of the Red Eye Radio Million Mile Club: Chevron Dello, Petro Stopping Centers, Trucker Buddy, Catscale, Motel 6, and Conway Truckload, who all want to say to you, congratulations to you, Bob. So tell us about yourself. What was it back in the 60s? And wow, what a very different time, not only in our country, but of course, in the trucking industry. What was it that drew you to this job? What made you want to drive truck for a living?
Well, I had gotten laid off from my job at Western Electric.
Yeah.
And my sister-in-law was going out with this fellow who was the president of Jay Riccardi and Sons Trucking Company.
Yeah.
And he talked me into coming to work for him. I told him, I says, I don't know how to drive those things. He says, well, I'll teach you.
Wow.
And
wow.
So he's the one that got me started in 1965, and I started driving for him. He taught me how to drive, and we ran. I ran 14 states, and we hauled mainly for U.S. Gypsum. We did the World Trade Center, all the building materials for that.
Wow. When it was originally built, you were hauling the building materials.
I watched it going up, and I watched it coming down.
Oh, my goodness.
So it was,
wow.
You know, it felt pretty bad about that.
Wow. Wow. So where are you from? Where did you grow up?
In New York, Staten Island, New York.
Yeah, wow. What a terrific place to grow up. I have friends and family there. So tell us about the equipment that you drive right now. What kind of truck is it that you're behind the wheel of?
Well, right now we have a Peterbilt.
Yeah. All right.
And it's 2013.
2013, Pete. Wow. Wow. NevCal Trucking. You've been with them for 13 years. They're out of Sparks, Nevada. Tell us about that company and what you like about that company.
Well, it's a family-owned business, and they're a very good company. The people that run it treat you pretty well.
Yeah, yeah. In terms of your personal safety philosophy, I always say this, that we must look to our seasoned drivers, Bob, to get as much good information out of them as possible before they do retire. So what would you tell in terms of any young driver out there or veteran driver in terms of your personal safety philosophy? What is that?
Well, you got to keep your distance. You got to keep your eyes on the four-wheelers because they cut pretty close to you in front of you all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't know, I think sometimes they test you to see if you can stop fast enough. Or,
yeah.
You know, but when you have 80,000 pounds behind you pushing you,
yeah,
you know, it can be pretty tough stopping. You need a football field to stop.
Yeah, yeah, for
but,
sure.
They do it. They do it an awful lot. They cut right in front of you. And right now the trucks that we have those sensors in the front.
Yeah,
it's and it beeps. A beeper goes off if somebody gets too close to the front of you, or you get too close to somebody else.
Right, right.
And it warns you. It's a warning. It drives you nuts.
Yeah,
you know they're putting them on a lot of the trucks now.
Yeah, you know, and I've heard that the beeping can kind of drive you crazy, but certainly it is a bonus. Would you say it's a positive thing to have that kind of technology on board?
Well, in a way, for a lot of drivers, it would be.
You yeah.
know? I mean, if you keep your distance, try and keep your safe distance and everything, which is pretty hard to do a lot of times. But
right.
Yeah, it gives you a warning and everything, let you know.
Yeah. Would you say, and I've heard this from DOT officials saying when they do an inspection on a clean truck, they pretty much expect to find everything in order. So that goes back to taking care of your truck in general, not just keeping it clean, but doing the proper maintenance on it and everything. Do you think that the safer drivers out there treat their equipment better overall?
Oh, yes, that's definitely. I just had my truck inspected in Truckee in California.
Yeah.
They pulled me in for, class one inspection.
Yeah, wow.
It's a level one inspection.
Yeah.
They go through everything, the brakes, the lights. And
yeah.
The whole truck and everything. And I passed with the flying colors.
Wow. That's
truck in good shape.
That's tremendous. That is tremendous. Those level ones, they'll make you sweat a little bit.
Yeah.
Now, what do you like to do in your personal life? When you're not on the road, what do you like to do?
Well, I play softball in the summertime. I play a couple times a week.
Awesome.
And senior softball, it's 65 and over and 70 and over and 75 and over.
So. Yeah. Well, that's great. That's fantastic. So you like to get out there and get busy and stay active. That's terrific. Well, listen, Bob, again, it is such an honor to have you here on the program, and it's such an honor to have you in the Red Eye Radio's Million Mile Club. We want to thank, again, our sponsors for making it possible. They include Chevron Dello, Petro Stopping Centers, Trucker Buddy, Catscale, Motel 6, and Conway Truckload. The best to you, Bob, and thank you for being out there and being a good driver. We know that this is something that is more than a full-time job, especially when you're doing it for a living. You're helping to keep our roads safe, not only for other truck drivers, but for all of those moms and dads and babies that share the road with you. So thank you so much. We congratulate you on 50 years in trucking and many more miles to come down the road. Thank you, Bob.
Well, I thank you very much. I checked with our mechanics, and we're using the Dello 400.
You're using the Chevron Dello 400, and obviously
right.
It's performing well for you.
Yes.
Yeah, that is terrific. Our friends at Chevron Dello know that it performs, but there is no better in terms of advertising. I always tell everyone the best endorsement, that's the drivers out there using it. And as you mentioned, your mechanics there at your trucking company, Nevcal Trucking, are using it. They rely on that Chevron Dello, and that's a good thing because it's going to be there for you. It's going to help keep that engine running for many, many years of safe miles. That's terrific.
Right.
Bob, thank you, sir, and have a good night.
Okay, thank you very much, Eric.
Red Eye Radio.